Hello, and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems. Thanks for tuning in. 2023 marks the fifth year that Engineered Systems has showcased the women of engineering through our 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest. Through this contest, we've documented the career journeys of 100 individuals, all with different shades of success. And while each of their stories may be a little different, they're all outstanding examples of how anyone can find success in the engineering industry, regardless of gender, ethnicity, or any other physical characteristic. This year's winners feature women from every level of the industry, from entry-level novices to engineers in training to those running their own firms and everything in between. After countless hours of deliberation, our staff selected 20 deserving individuals for this honor. In this series of 20 podcast episodes, we welcome in each of this year's winners and ask them to explain their roles in the industry, define some of the challenges they've experienced, to predict the future, and much, much more. It's Engineered Systems' honor and privilege to showcase this year's class of 20 to Watch Women in the HVAC industry.
My name is Rebecca Fisher. I am a project manager and mechanical engineer at Muller Associates, just located in Baltimore, Maryland. Our company provides consulting design services for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing design disciplines. I've been with Muller Associates for about 19 years, and I came here after completing an integrated bachelor's and master's degree program in architectural engineering at Penn State.
Fantastic. Could you walk us through what your day-to-day job entails?
Sure. So there's a lot of different things that I do, and it can differ from day to day, but generally I manage several projects in our office, ranging from a one-room renovation to a large 180,000 square foot new university academic building. On a typical day, I might track the project budget and staffing, interface with clients, coordinate or attend meetings, and coordinate project deliverable submissions. As a mechanical engineer, I also develop many of the mechanical designs for the projects I manage. Working with other mechanical engineers in our office in a supervisory role to complete the project. I'm also very involved in managing some of our design software, including Revit, Bluebeam, AutoCAD, and Navisworks.
Sounds like your job's quite multifaceted. That's why we love engineering, right? Many of the jobs that you've been involved with are public facilities, such as museums or university buildings. Can you share a few of these experiences and the joy you receive visiting the facilities once they're completed?
Yeah, so most of the time for museums, the building is completed several months before it is open to the public. And our final punch out visits are completed before exhibit installations are either started or finished. So when we are finished with construction, we often do not see the completed exhibit installation until it is open to the public. This was the case for a project at Smithsonian at their Natural History Museum in the Oceans Hall exhibit. We provided the mechanical electrical design services for that exhibit hall. And there's a huge whale suspended in the center of that space. And that was always part of the exhibit design, but I did not realize just how large that whale would be until I actually went there. And it was, I was just in shock actually first, just taking that in. And that was a really great moment, just to know that I was a part of that. Another example is at Salisbury University, their new Academic Commons building. This building has become a central hub of that university, and it was impressive to see how heavily it was used during the school year. When we went on campus to do a punch list back check, it was a rainy day and the commons was just absolutely packed. Just this was pre-pandemic. This was a few years ago. Not sure how that is currently, but specifically, we noticed that there was a meeting for student group project in one of the common areas, and it was great to see how well suited the facilities were for this group meeting. They could use the available computers and whiteboards to work on their project, and you know, it just seemed like a really great collaborative learning space.
Now, another project that you've been involved with is the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Tell us about this project and the role you and Mueller played in the design.
Yeah, so this project is actually currently ongoing, and phase one opened recently. So Mueller's responsible for the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing design for what is called the revitalization project, which is the renovation of the base building spaces, including complete HVAC and electrical equipment upgrades.
Great. Now, in your article, I know you mentioned you enjoy bringing your daughter to this facility to discuss the work you and your team have accomplished there. Sounds like you're raising an aspiring engineer of your own. Maybe one day we'll be celebrating her achievements through this contest. Tell us about these visits and why they're so special.
So my daughter definitely seems to have a mind for problem solving and engineering. And so I make a point of talking to her about what I do and, you know, different engineering problems that we might come across, although she is still rather young. So sometimes that can be a little difficult, but you know what, recently, brought her to the Air and Space Museum, which has just opened. And, you know, she was pretty interested in some of the new interactive exhibits and the gift shop, you know, as kids are. But it was really fun for me to, you know, show her in person what I do and, you know, how that applies to real life for her.
Yeah, what a wonderful experience. I just picture you guys walking down the hallways and you're maybe pointing at some of the HVAC and design elements while she, of course, is drawn to the gift shop. So how fun for you guys.
Yep.
Rebecca, you've been in the industry for a long time, almost two decades, as you said, 19 years. In that time, what's changed the most and what's changed the least?
So what's changed the most is, well, there's two things, but they're kind of integrated. The amount of design and pre-construction and construction that happens digitally. So, you know, now we have the capability to model our designs in 3D virtually, and the contractor has the capability to, you know, model how they're going to construct that as well in their virtual design and construction or VDC workflows. So, you know, that did not exist when I started, and that has really been able to streamline the construction process in that they can have everything coordinated in a virtual federated model before they construct it. And that really helps reduce the amount of rework in the construction. This also means that it seems to us that construction projects are faster these days. And you know, because this process is streamlined. In terms of what's changed the least, this process may have streamlined the construction of buildings, but there's still a lot of coordination that has to go on between the design team and the contractor and the owner. And I think we're still working on making that better. I feel like we have all of this technology and we still have these disconnects sometimes. And, that's, one thing that we're trying to improve.
Great. Now, I know you're a member of the Baltimore Revit User Group Advisory Board. Sounds interesting. Tell us about this group and what it aims to accomplish.
Sure. So the program Autodesk Revit is a very complicated program, and that's what we use to model our designs in 3D and coordinate and document our designs. And it's still an emerging technology tool for a lot of firms. So we've developed a user group in the area for people to come and learn about new topics and to discuss some of the, questions or issues they've been having. So I'm on the advisory board for the Baltimore user group, and we plan and execute monthly or bi-monthly meetings with relevant topics that other Revit users in the area would be interested in. So this group actually has been on hiatus through the pandemic. And my involvement was pretty light in the pandemic, but we're ramping up again trying to restart this resource in the upcoming months.
What a great way to stay on top of technology changes and help with some troubleshooting issues. A great idea. Rebecca, women in engineering have certainly faced their fair share of challenges. Can you share one that you've experienced and maybe how you've turned that negative experience into a positive?
So what I have seen is several people have noted to me that they have just not seen female mechanical engineers before. That's kind of surprising in this day and age. And, one thing, I'm trying to do is to, make sure that younger female engineers are, becoming involved in this industry and staying in this industry. And I think, hearing that people have just never seen a woman in mechanical engineering role has made me understand just how big an issue this is and how important it is to, have younger women get involved in engineering.
Well, we certainly appreciate your leadership. Rebecca, we've covered a lot on this interview already, but while we have you, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. This is a really great recognition. And I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope that this can help inspire and encourage other women in the engineering field.
Well, thanks. Well, thank you. It's an honor to talk to you and an honor to showcase your career and the other winners as well. Well, thanks again for spending some time with us. If those who are tuning in are interested in connecting with you or Mueller, where should they turn?
Yeah, so I am on LinkedIn, Rebecca Fisher, and our company Mueller Associates is also on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. And we also have a really great website at MuellerAssoc.com.
Perfect. Well, congratulations again, Rebecca. It was nice talking to you, and we look forward to tracking your future success from here on out. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. If you happen to know the individual featured in this episode, we encourage you to help us further recognize her achievements through social media. Simply visit Engineered Systems Magazine on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, and like, comment, or share the corresponding celebratory post to help us broaden this recognition. To learn more about contests such as this one, or to stay up to date with the latest trends, news, and innovations in the mechanical engineering industry, we invite you to subscribe to our monthly magazine and e-newsletters. To do so, visit www.esmagazine.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Show your support for industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a larger audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.